cool off. And we can leave resources on our show notes at kbu.fm/thegap. And those will be accessible there, accessible on the internet, pretty easy Google search. And please stay cool out there this weekend. You know, don't exert yourself too much. Get some fans and some wet cloths and fill your tub. And, you know, we got a lot of heat wise folks to call in and give us their thoughts, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, know your enemy, know how it functions, and then build a plan around it is what we've come to learn. Yeah, and like Althea said, we'll have information up in the show notes for cooling centers and other places that you can cool out, chill out, and kind of try to survive this heat wave. Thank you all very much for tuning in. Coming up next is Arab Voices. And again, thank you everyone who have donated during our fund drive. Really can't do any of this without you. So thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend and take care of yourself and each other.
Drink lots of water.
Yeah. Happy
Bye.
Weekend.
Happy weekend.
That was The Gap.
I'm Naomi Klein, and you are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kbu.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The Development and Events Committee meets on the fourth Monday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Please visit our website at kbu.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
Welcome to Arab Voices on Houston's community station, listener-sponsored, commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM, with live streaming and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. This show is syndicated and it airs on other radio stations in different states in the U.S. Several organizations in the greater Houston area organized a protest outside the office of Congressman Troy Neal, who represents Texas District 22, for his support for Israel's human rights abuses, Israel's killing of Palestinian civilians, ethnic cleansing, and apartheid. The protest was held on Saturday, June 12th, and today I will air some of the remarks I recorded at that event, including the remarks of representatives from the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE Houston, the Palestinian American Council, the Islamic Society of Greater Houston, and NISA Group, and Mass Katie Center. I also saw Judge O'Neill Williams at the protest and recorded a brief statement from him, and we will listen to that too. During Israel's war crimes and genocide on the besieged Gaza Strip in its latest war, you have heard the term human shields often, if you were tuning in to other media outlets, a narrative that racist apartheid Israel uses, describing the 2 million Palestinians living in the besieged Gaza Strip, trying to defend its war crimes and murder of Palestinian civilians. Abby Martin, with the Empire Files, whom I've had on this program before, produced a segment debunking Israel's human shield defense in Gaza massacre. Abby gives 5 points that evaporate Israel's assertion that the civilians it kills in Gaza were human shields. We will listen to that segment. But before we do that, I'd like to ask for your support and contributions to KPFT, this unique commercial-free Houston's community station, because KPFT is currently in membership drive, and that is a great opportunity to upgrade your listenership to listener sponsor. Become a member of the KPFT family. Most of you know that KPFT is mostly financed by listeners like you, and it does not rely on the corporate world to operate. So please give us a call right now at 713-526-5738 and make that tax-deductible contribution to support your community radio station. That's 713-526-5738. You can also make a pledge online at kpft.org. This station, KPFT, is unique in so many ways. It offers a diverse range of programming, like this program, Arab Voices, that has been on KPFT for over 19 years. Yes, over 19 years of weekly programming. Hundreds of topics and over 1,000 expert guests appearing on this program from around the globe. So if you appreciate what this station has been doing, I ask you to support it and keep Arab Voices and other programs on the air. Please make that call and make a pledge of any amount, whether it's $60 or $360. Call 713-526-5738 or make a pledge online at kpft.org. Your support is greatly appreciated. On Saturday, June 12, 2021, several organizations in the Greater Houston area organized a protest outside the office of Congressman Troy Neal, who represents the 22nd Congressional District of Texas, which includes portions of Fort Bend, Brazoria, and Harris counties. They protested his support for Israel's human rights abuses, Israel's killing of Palestinian civilians, ethnic cleansing, and apartheid. I attended the protest and recorded the remarks of the organization's representatives that organized the protest. Let's listen first to Kamal Khalil with the Palestinian American Council.
Briefing on the situation on the ground in Palestine, I would like you to know that Palestinians are resilient and united as never before. They all are encouraged by your activities and support. But unfortunately, nothing has changed as far as the Israeli military occupation. As a matter of fact, nothing has changed since 1948. The systematic and ethnic cleansing of the indigenous Palestinians at the hands of the apartheid state of Israel continues as we speak. Gaza still under siege. Al-Aqsa Mosque still invaded and threatened daily. Sheikh Jarrah, Bat El Hawa, Silwan still under the same threat of forced eviction. Building the colonial project of settlements, illegal settlements, continues. Illegal imprisonment of over 6,000 Palestinians, including of which about 600 women and 60 children still in Israeli jails as we speak. Shooting and arresting journalists continues as we speak as well. This morning, 13 families in the West Bank received an ultimatum. In 21 days, you self-demolish your own houses, or else the Israeli military occupation forces will demolish it for you and send the invoice for your payment. This morning also, Israeli settlers under the supervision and escort of the Israeli army poisoned some of the Palestinians' crops and trees. Question remains, how can these war crimes against humanity continue for so long? Where is the international community? Don't we have a United Nations and a Security Council? Simple answer is yes, we do have all of that. But the United States consecutive administrations have been a complicit to all of the above. The United States administrations have been financing the occupation with $3.8 billion a year. That amounts to a $10 million a day. Can you imagine what can we do here in Houston with $10 million a day? And also, the U.S. consecutive administrations continues to protect Israel in the United Nations and use the veto power to kill any effort for justification of Palestinians' cause. How can that continue with our tax dollars and in your name? Simple answer as well. Some elected people, like Tronils, to Congress with the hallucination that the only way to go to heaven is to support Israel. They have been lying to their constituents that it is a complicated conflict between two religions over a disputed land. And they are quick to use the anti-Semitic card in the face of anyone who dares to criticize the Zionist politics of Israel. Even worse, they say Israel has the right to self-defense. Is killing our children a self-defense? More hypocritic when they say they are for the two-state solution when they recognize only Israel. Is that correct? And they also protect Israel that has been given the thumb nose to the world, to the whole world, and its values. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, by raising hands up in the air, we all vow to no longer contribute any money or vote to Troy Nils or anyone else with the same shameful stance and voting records. Do we vow that? Now we vow not to buy any Israeli products. Do we vow that? Okay. Another vow: to continue this course of action until Palestine is free. Do we vow that? Do we vow that? The last word is for Troy and all Congress people who still on the wrong side of history. I would say, correct your stand or update your resume.
That was Kamal Khalil with the Palestinian American Council speaking at the protest held outside the office of Congressman Troy Neal, who represents the 22nd Congressional District of Texas. Next, we will listen to Amna Ishaq with An-Nisa Group.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Especially Merciful. Assalamu alaikum. May peace and blessings be on all of you. So, my name is Amna, as you all know, and I'm a licensed social worker and therapist at An-Nisa Hope Center, but I'm also an avid social justice advocate. And my faith, humanity, and profession obligate me to speak out against all social injustices. And that's what I want to focus on today, to educate you all and the masses, whoever watches this, whoever sees this, about the intersectionality of oppression and social injustice and why it's so important to speak out against elected officials and policies that stand in the way of justice. So today, we are standing here with our sisters and brothers in Sheikh Jarrah, in Gaza, in occupied West Bank, in every Palestinian refugee camp, and every other oppressed person around the world. We stand with our sister in Gaza, who made sure to keep her children by her side in one room as they slept so they could die together, just in case they got murdered by the bombs raining down on them by apartheid Israel. We stand with the families who were forced to spread out their children in different homes, just in case one child got murdered, the other siblings would survive, cutting their losses in lineage. We can't even imagine that pain. We can't even imagine having to do that with our children. But what we can do standing here is hold our elected officials accountable. And yes. I know many of us, most of us live in CD22, and if we don't live in CD22, we are here because we believe in this. We believe that every child matters.
Yes.
And a leader, yes. We're standing against this leader that resides in this building. We're protesting in front of Troy Nell's rented space, an office that we paid the bills for.
Yes.
He betrayed the humanity of the Palestinian sisters and brothers, and he made a statement on Facebook, on social media, and he makes statements about every marginalized community, y'all, not just the Palestinians. That's why I want to talk about intersectionality. We welcomed him with open arms in our places of worship when he was sheriff of this county, many believing, me included, that he would stand up for Muslims and our oppressions. But not only did he betray the Muslim community, but he stood against every viable and just cause in Washington since he took office only 6 months ago. So I was an interfaith volunteer at Mariam Islamic Center for many years with the purest of intentions to open up the hearts of people that may have preconceived notions about us, people like Troy Nels. And I gave him that benefit of the trust. But you know what? When he spoke out against our undocumented sisters and brothers who are refugees at our southern border in tent cities only 5 hours away from us and agreed with the Trump administration to treat them with no human dignity, we had to show up at the border and welcome them with the dignity that every human has the right to. When he tried to stifle the freedom of speech for people who didn't support the Trump administration, we had to condemn it. When he stayed silent against the brutal 9-minute torturous murder of our brother George Floyd, we had to protest it. When he was sheriff and his narcotics department used illegal racial profiling practices to stop our Latino sisters and brothers at alarming rates compared to others, we had to stand outside of his office and demand an answer. And then when he demonized the beautiful faith of Islam in a press conference insinuating that Islam oppresses women and children and condones abuse in many forms, telling us, put your faith aside and do the right thing, we had to question his intentions face to face in our masjid. Our eyes cannot remain shut. Our voices have to speak out, because you know what? We're never going to put our faith aside. Never.
Allahu Akbar.
And this faith commands us to do the right thing, which includes speaking out against his supremacist ideologies and injustices towards everyone.
Yeah.
We cannot be blinded by people who throw us a bone by attending our iftars and use their well-mannered charm to turn our very own against one another.
Yes.
We have to see way beyond the pandering and the photo ops. We have to fight against all the injustices he has perpetuated, because as Martin Luther King Jr. stated, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Yeah.
So we have to believe this, especially with what's been going on in Palestine for the past century. What's been happening there has directly affected justice policies here in our own country. We can't overlook the fact that the IDF, or Israeli Defense Forces, have taught many of our nation's law enforcement agencies the same brutal techniques of torture and dehumanization of our black sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
Just like the tactic that was used by police kneeling on George Floyd's neck, which was learned from seminars with the Israeli secret services.
Shame.
So I just want to give you all a few of the policies that Nels has voted against that directly impact Muslims, women, and children, and people of color. So, first of all, he voted against refugee immigrant women and children seeking asylum at our southern border.
Shame.
I want to tell you something, Troy Nels. Seeking asylum in our country is our it's legal. It's every person's legal right to come to our borders and knock on our doors and say, let me in, because I'm being oppressed.
Yeah.
Our country protects them. So then he stated in an interview with Hindus for Human Rights that it was presidential wisdom in the Muslim ban, and he refused to condemn it. He then stands with Sewa, a nonprofit that is run by fascist RSS Modi regime. Nels voted against the House resolution condemning the horrific shootings in Atlanta that reaffirmed Congress's commitment to combating hate and bigotry against Asian Americans. Can you believe that? How hard is it to condemn hate and bigotry? He could not even vote to condemn bigotry. So just imagine what happened in Canada. What happened in Canada with our sisters and brothers? Would he condemn something like that? No, because he didn't condemn what happened to our Asian American sisters either. He also voted against the Violence Against Women's Reauthorization Act, which would have reauthorized programs and activities and funding to prevent and respond to domestic violence, sexual assault, and dating violence and stalking. He voted against H.R. 1065, which would have required pregnant women to receive accommodations at work to do their jobs safely. Can you believe this? He said that our faith teaches to abuse women and children. But what is he doing in Washington? He is working against women and children. He is voting against them. There's more. There's a lot more, but I'm going to just... Anyways, we all know he voted against certifying the election. He voted against condemning the insurrection. And he protected the white supremacists that terrorized our nation. So I want you to say... I want to say one last thing to Troy Nels. We all stand unequivocally with our Palestinian sisters and brothers. And I'm asking you now, and I demand that you co-author and sign on to Congresswoman Betty McCollum's House Resolution 2590, which would promote and protect the human rights of Palestinians living under Israeli military occupation. And it would also ensure that our tax dollars would not go to the state of Israel. Yeah! Can you do that? Yes. I hope so. So I want to actually say one more thing. I want you to hear us here today. I want you to see us, because we do stand unequivocally with the state of Palestine. We stand with our sisters and brothers. But you have one more year to do the right thing and sign on to this resolution, or you're going to be packing your bags in a year.
Yeah!
We
will
change!
Thank you!
That was Amna Ishaq with Anissa Group speaking at the protest held outside the office of Congressman Troy Neal, who represents the 22nd Congressional District of Texas. The next speaker is Ambreen Hernandez with the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE Houston.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. We are here because we demand accountability for every single action, as our sister Amina Ishaq has mentioned. This has gone on for way too long. And in the face of injustice, we as Muslims have a responsibility, Muslims and Americans, right, to hold those who are enacting on any form of injustice accountable. And that's what we are doing today. For me personally, again, as a Muslim, I am also here as a first-generation Central American. My mother is from El Salvador. So what does that mean? Why does that matter, right? Not only am I a woman, right? I'm a Latina, I'm half Desi, I'm also Pakistani. I have all of these identities, okay? I'm Muslim. And me, along with my brothers and sisters and those in this community, are impacted by policy like this. By policy, the lack of support of policy that, again, serves as a form of oppression against all of our communities across the board. And so if you're not familiar with Central American history, I was forced to do some deep digging, reflection, and just in learning about who I am and why I am here and why I do this work, right? On top of also being a Muslim. And in that research, okay, and this is years and years and years of just digging deep, that I saw the connection between U.S. funding, right, in Central America towards right-wing extremists, okay? And what? Guess what? We are suffering from those consequences and those repercussions here today. And what Kamala Harris and this administration has also done, right? I'm just bringing it all together, right? Asking folks not to come to the border, not to approach the country, right? What do you think is going to happen to everyone else who also has U.S.-funded, right? U.S.-funded, American tax dollars going towards oppressing our fellow brothers and sisters across, the world. You have to make these connections. That that's our responsibility. So I want you guys to think about that. I want you guys to, see those connections, because these themes of colonization, occupation, and use of imprisonment, especially right now, as we see, against the Palestinian people, is very well documented, and it's evidenced. And it cannot be any more clearer. It cannot be any more clear. We know what side of history we need to stand on. And that's the issue here that we see as well, is the narrative that is being told. And it is our responsibility to tell those stories. And if we have the opportunity to amplify the stories of Palestinians, Palestinian Americans, then we have to do that for them. We have to. Because we live in a democracy, and not many around the world have that. We are so privileged. We are so blessed as Muslims here in the United States, old and new. So what are you going to do? And that's my question to all of you. I'm so happy to see the representation here today across all sorts of people from all over this city of Houston and beyond. But I beg you, do more. Because you know what? Our organizations that you see here, we're stretched thin too, you know? And we're doing the best we can to empower all of you to mobilize, right? To speak up and get involved in the process. So I urge you all, this is a good step. Protesting is amazing. Continue to do it. But make sure you're holding your elected officials accountable too. And Nels isn't the only one that we've sent out a letter to, by the way, you know, asking him for, to obviously support proper legislation, support the Palestinian community, and to end U.S. funding, right? As we mentioned so far, we're holding both sides of the aisle accountable, okay? We've sent letters to anyone who's remained neutral and those who have been very clear on where they stand in their support of Israel. If you guys are looking for resources, they're out there. Visit CARE Houston. We have all of the statements that you guys can call, phone numbers, you name it, right on our social media pages. With that, once again, we stand in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters and demand once again that our elected officials, including Representative Nels, and their support of Israel. And if not, then we will definitely, along with all of our allies, community members, including those right here in this district, we will continue to hold them accountable. And that is a promise. That is a promise. So once again, I'd like to thank you all for being here today and all of our organizers for such a wonderful job and the passion keeping this energy going. Jazakallah khair. And once again, please make sure that you're doing your part to end these destructive cycles as we see. Thank you all so much. Assalamu alaikum.
That was Embreen Hernandez with the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE Houston, speaking at the protest held outside the office of Congressman Troy Neal, who represents the 22nd Congressional District of Texas. Abdullah Najjar with Mass Katie Center also spoke at the event, and this is what he said.
Assalamu alaikum. May the peace and blessings of Almighty God be upon each and every one of you. I have a short message for you today. First of all, thank you for the organizers. Thank you for coming. I know it's hot. Couple of things. One, our teachers and our professors that push ideologies that uplift the American empire, that silence our voices, that teach nonsense to the next generation, they're not our teachers. To our business leaders, those who silence us on their platforms like the Zuckerbergs, those who create companies that sell products and services that enslave our brothers and sisters in China and that hold up the racist apartheid system that is Israel, they're not our leaders. So they're not our teachers and they're not our leaders. And to the politicians that take our tax dollars, they take our votes, and they don't stand for truth and justice, they're not our representatives. They're not our teachers, they're not our leaders, they're not our representatives. And to law enforcement officials and agencies and departments that step on our brothers and sisters and silence our voices and harass and bully people at home, at work, while peacefully protesting like our brother Obi, they're not our protectors. So they're not our teachers, they're not our leaders, they're not our representatives, and they're not our protectors. To the young people in the audience, this is our summer, this is our time. Everyone says, the civil rights movement was so cool. We like to quote Malcolm X and MLK and so on. God chose us for this time and this place. This is our summer. We're probably going to be protesting throughout the summer. I encourage you to do your best. Social media, in person, online, as much as you can. Share the word. Over half of the country doesn't know the basic truth of what's going on. You don't have to have a PhD in any subject to tell people the basics of what's going on around the world. Watch one video, one article, share it. Start from there. Flip. Build. That's it. Get with one other friend, two other friends. You have yourself a team. Build your own brand, build your own organization, sell your own products if that's what you want to do. Make money, make it sustainable, grow something. This is the summer, start now. If not now, then when? And if you think you're too young, there are people that are 10, 11, 12, 13 year olds that have built companies that have become top Fortune 500. It's not the case. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do it just because you're too young. And don't let anybody tell you that you should wait till after you get your degrees and after you do this and after you do that. Then what? You'd be 40, 50? No. Now is the time. If you're a teenager, if you're a college student, feel free to talk to me afterwards. This is the time for you to leave your mark. And it's never been easier. You don't even have to leave your house. Nobody in human history has had the power you have. No one's ever had a smartphone. No one's had access to like 10 platforms for free where you can share your message with the world. I highly encourage you to use your time effectively. Playing video games all day is not going to get you anywhere. Nobody cares how many streaks you have, and nobody cares what badges, what skins, what honors, what grades, what levels. Nobody cares. You're going to regret it when you're my age. I regret the years I spent playing video games. That's true. And the hours of YouTube, the hours of Netflix, binging watching, I regret that stuff. I hate it. One of the reasons why I'm a youth director. I encourage you, do your best. Live a life that you have minimal regrets. Use your time effectively. Give a short window of life, give it your best. Stand for truth, stand for justice. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Abdullah Najjar with Mass Katie Center speaking at the protest held outside the office of Congressman Troy Neal, who represents the 22nd Congressional District of Texas. Next, we will listen to the remarks of Ayman Kabir, president of the Islamic Society of Greater Houston, who also spoke at the protest.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace be upon each and every one of us who's here today in this hot day, speaking out on behalf of our brothers and sisters in the occupied land of Palestine, the dignified occupied land of Palestine. We begin in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Subhanallah, much has been said about what's happening in Palestine and the atrocities that are taking place there now for over 7 decades. I stand before you today with a heavy heart as we count the atrocities that are happening today as we speak and congregate and gather here today. But what I want to share with you today is really geared and focused on the fact that we are standing in front of the offices of Congressman Troy Nails. My respected brothers and sisters, let's make this statement very clear. On behalf of the Muslim community in the greater Houston area, on behalf of the constituents of Congressman Troy Nails, we want to say that it is not acceptable to desensitize and normalize the atrocities of the Zionist regime in the occupied land of Palestine.
Yes.
We want to make it clear that it's not acceptable for elected officials to use these tag words of unequivocal support for Israel.
Yes.
Unwavered support for Israel. Because if you are an elected official and you utter these words, dare you do that, what you are saying, you are a complicit partner in the killing of children, women, and innocent people of Palestine. You are a partner in the genocide that's taking place in Palestine. That's what you are doing as an elected official. Brothers and sisters, as we look at this from a bird's eye view, and we look at the provocations that our brothers and sisters endure in Masjid al-Aqsa, in Jerusalem, in Sheikh Jarrah, in Gaza, in the West Bank, and each and every piece of the occupied territories there, we can only fathom to imagine the harm and the hurt and the oppression that they have been enduring for so long. Congressman Troy Nils, the message today is very clear. The message today cannot be clearer. While the Muslim community appeared to be divided during elections, we do celebrate our diversity and appreciate the differences of opinion we have during elections. However, we stand here and across Houston and across the nation and in the world, united in purpose, united in focus, united in defending the causes of the Muslims across the world and all of those who are oppressed, irrespective of religion, creed, or ethnicity. That's what the Muslims do. We will make it so clear, God willing, that we will make that the message here in District 22, in TX22, in the greater city of Houston, in North America, and globally, inshallah, God willing. Congressman Troy Nils, uttering these words of unequivocal support, do nothing but undermine the Americanness that's in us, the justice that we stand for. the humanity that we preach. This statements that I mentioned today here are not political statements. These are statements of decency. These are statements of humanity. These are statements for standing for the oppressed. These are statements for upholding truth. These are statements for ensuring that we are safe here in TX22, safe in Houston, and safe across the globe. I just want to end today's message to the congressman who was elected by the residents of TX22, Muslims and non-Muslims alike, to say it's about time that you retract the statements you made. They may be statements due to your ignorance of the realities of what's happening in Palestine. They may be, and we want to give that benefit of the doubt, although I doubt it. Nonetheless, it's never too late to retract that statement. You cannot be in a mission to propagate the narrative of Zionists in the world to dehumanize Palestinians. You cannot be a part of that. We will make sure that you are not a part of that. You cannot be a part of this narrative of Zionists around the world that gives the message that Palestinians' lives are less valued than any other life. We cannot desensitize public opinion to think that Palestinians are worthless. Brothers and sisters, there are actions for us to do here. Sister Ambreen mentioned that there is a call to action by CARE. Go to the website of CARE. Ensure that you reach out to your representatives. That's first things first. What can we do personally today? Ensure you follow that call to action. Ensure that you participate in these protests. Although they appear to be smaller in numbers, they may not make an impact. They do. One at a time, inshallah. There has never been a time where public opinion has shifted to focus on the rights of Palestinians like today. 5 years ago, who would have thought that media would be speaking about these atrocities? 5 years ago, who would have thought that New York Times would be posting the pictures of the innocent children who were killed during these war crimes? Who would have thought that could have happened? A lot of people like you and I have made it a point in their lives to stand for justice, irrespective of the numbers that were involved. Allah reminds us in the Quran when He says, it's that time when you felt that the earth was shaken under you, and you, O Prophet of Allah, and your followers, to the point that they asked, when is the victory of Allah? When is the victory of Allah? Because they were smaller in numbers, and the trials and tribulations were so severe at the time. And the answer comes quickly in the Holy Book, Ala inna nasrullahi qareeb. Indeed, the victory of Allah is near. Our brothers and sisters in Palestine depend on you and I to be the voice of the voiceless over there, to be the alternative media when the media giants have dominated all along, to ensure that their voices are suppressed, that the value of your lives are dehumanized. You and I are that voice today, inshallah. So I encourage myself and you to make an effort, ensure that you find credible sources of what's happening in Palestine, propagate that in your circles of influence, actively reach to your elected officials, make sure your voice is heard. As your elected official in the Islamic Society of Greater Houston, the largest regional Islamic organization in North America, our commitment is to ensure that our Palestinian brothers and sisters, their cause is propagated in whichever way we're capable of doing. On behalf of ISGH and the many Muslim organizations here in the Greater Houston area, alhamdulillah, we've come together to ensure we have a unified front, a statement that represents where we stand about these atrocities. An effort is underway to ensure that we reach out to all of those elected officials. CARE has taken the lead. Send those letters. There are people who spoke openly of their unequivocal support of Israel and its war crimes. There are elected officials that talked about being neutral about this and not knowing exactly what's happening. We have a lot of work to educate them. For edification purposes, what's happening there is an occupation. For edification purposes, what's happening there are war crimes and a genocide. For edification purposes, it is time to humanize the Palestinians' life and their right to a dignified life. May Allah accept from all of you. Jazakumullah khair for coming out. Jazakumullah khair for standing for your brothers and sisters in Palestine. We want to say that these atrocities are not a Muslim issue. These atrocities are not a religious issue. These atrocities are human issue. We have Christian Palestinians as well, who are subjected to the same type of aggressions, dehumanization, and just driving them out of their homes, subhanAllah. So let's make dua that Allah alleviate these sufferings that are happening there. Let's come together in a united front, ensure that our elected officials hear us loud and clear, that our efforts corroborate one another, and we are united in purpose, ensuring that this cause will prevail and justice will prevail. We demand justice of Congressman Troy Nails. We demand he retracts his statement, ignorant statement. We demand that he takes a turn and support these policies that will ensure Palestinians' right and not support the state of Israel, whether it's funding and whether it's policies that enable them to kill brothers and sisters or in Palestine. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullahu khairan.
That was Ayman Kabir, president of the Islamic Society of Greater Houston, speaking at the protest held outside the office of Congressman Troy Neal, who represents the 22nd Congressional District of Texas. While I was at the protest, I saw Judge O'Neill Williams with the Texas 26th District Court, and I asked him for a brief statement, and this is what he shared with me.
I'm Judge O'Neill Williams from the 268th District Court. I'm here to support the people of Palestine and the families and friends of the people of Palestine who appeared out here today. I think that we have to let the public know what's really happening in Palestine, to the people of Palestine, and at the hands of the Israeli government. It's not a Jewish versus Muslim thing. It's a one nation state versus the people who are free people who only want their freedom. And so any time that the Prime Minister of Israel gets in trouble, he decides he's going to take it out on the people of Gaza and the Palestinian people living in Israel. So I think it's time that that stopped. Now, I understand he's leaving office, but he's leaving late, and he's leaving a legacy that will continue to do the same thing after he's gone if we don't bring freedom to the people of Palestine. Thank you.
Another protester wanted to share the following with our listeners.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Today, my name is Muhammad Salim. As you know, we are standing in front of Neil office to protest our Palestine brothers. As you know, what is going on last several months, they're really suffering, they're hurting, and we always stand with Palestine whenever they need us. And even if living in this country, though we have a lot of freedom, a lot of peace, and enjoy, but we don't want to forget our brothers, whatever they're hurting. And it's just not the Palestine anywhere in the world, regarding even in Kashmir, Palestine, or any part of the Rangoya Muslim, if you remember, guys. So we always spend there. And I'm requesting all my community members, whatever the time you have, take some time out and please stand with the Palestine right now, because we need our help, we need our support. And we have to keep remember in our dua. Whenever we make prayer, always remember there. This is a great country we're living. Wallahi, this is a great country that we can even stand up. Whenever we need, this is the only country, tell us. There is no wallahi, even on country, we have freedom like in US. And this is a great country that Allah given us. But we don't take just only the living a peaceful and living all the enjoyment. We have to stand up. We must stand up whenever we need our, and people listen to us, inshallah. That's the only thing I want to send the message to my community. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Arab Voices on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Shortly, I will air a segment from Abby Martin with the Empire Files, debunking Israel's human shield defense in Gaza massacre. Abby gives 5 points that evaporate Israel's assertion that the civilians it kills in Gaza were human shields. Reminder that KPFT Houston's community station is currently in fund drive, and because KPFT relies on your support to operate, I am asking you to please call us right now and make a tax-deductible contribution. Listeners who take the step to become contributors are our most important source of funding. During this membership drive, please make a gift in support of the wide variety of shows that matters more than ever on KPFT. Give online at kpft.org or call 713-526-5738. Members are the single most important source of funding for 90.1 KPFT. Why don't you call right now to make your membership investment and become a part of that important source? 713-526-5738 is the number, or you can give online at kpft.org. And if you make your membership a sustaining one, you'll be supporting the station for years to come. 713-526-5738. During Israel's war crimes and genocide on the besieged Gaza Strip in its latest war, you have heard the term human shields often if you were tuning in to other media outlets, a narrative that racist apartheid Israel uses describing the 2 million Palestinians living in the besieged Gaza Strip trying to defend its war crimes and murder of Palestinian civilians. Abby Martin with the Empire Files, whom I've had on this program before, produced a segment debunking Israel's human shield defense in Gaza massacre. Abby gives 5 points that evaporate Israel's assertion that the civilians it kills in Gaza were human shields. Let's take a listen.
At the time of this recording, at least 217 people have been killed by Israeli bombs in Gaza. 63 of them were children, the vast majority non-combatants. Israel has leveled residential buildings, towers housing international media outlets, all the roads leading to Gaza's trauma hospital, a Doctors Without Borders hospital, and refugee camps. In the Al-Shati refugee camp massacre on May 15th, they killed 7 members of the same family huddled in their home. And in one single air raid on May 16th, they killed 42 civilians, including 10 children. Every single one of these civilian dead, Israel claims were human shields. So there's nothing to condemn. It's not their fault, it's the fault of Hamas. Nothing to answer for, no pressure to stop, no accountability. We're just supposed to take their word for it. This is repeated without question by corporate media. For example, when Israel leveled the building housing Associated Press offices, claiming it was a secret base for Hamas, they provided no evidence whatsoever, even in secret, to the U.S. State Department. But CNN, instead of grilling Israel about the claim, instead grilled the Associated Press about turning a blind eye to Hamas. The human shield narrative is really the only defense Israel and the U.S. have for excusing these brutal crimes against humanity. Here's the thing. Claiming civilians you kill are human shields is not some sort of get-out-of-jail-free card. Why is it up to Israel to determine if their actions are war crimes or not? I'm going to give you 5 points that completely evaporate Israel's human shield defense and explain why it must be something to answer for in an international criminal court. Point one. Israel provides no evidence that there are human shields. So far, the best they can do is share these photoshopped images. See, the building is red. That means Hamas is there. You know, for all of Israel's sophisticated surveillance technology with eyes over every single inch of Gaza, you'd think that they'd be able to produce more than cartoons and doctored graphics. In fact, the only proof they have provided so far are fake videos of Hamas rockets in residential areas. On May 15th, the IDF published a video of an Israeli training operation using a Hamas decoy, but claimed it was an actual Hamas missile launcher near civilians. In another lie, Netanyahu's spokesman tweeted a video claiming it was Hamas firing rockets next to an apartment building. Turns out this was a video from 2018 in Syria. So where's the actual evidence? If they cannot provide any, their claims must be investigated and brought to a trial. Even if there was evidence that Israel was hitting legitimate military targets, it still is illegal to kill such an outrageous amount of civilians. And you can't legally blow up a hospital, even if there are militants nearby. Either way, Israel should not be allowed to be above the law. Point two, we shouldn't take Israel's claims of human shields at face value, because they have an extensive history of lying about it. I think the most irrefutable example are their killings at Gaza's Great March of Return, which we documented in our film, Gaza Fights for Freedom. At this Great March, Israeli snipers directly targeted and killed 183 unarmed demonstrators, including 35 innocent children at these protests, journalists marked press, medics performing medical aid, a man in a wheelchair, and so many more. But Israel said they were all human shields, so it was all legitimate. Here's where they really exposed themselves. According to international law, human shield applies to civilians as collateral damage when you're targeting military forces in combat. But at the Great March protests, there were no militants, nobody shooting at Israelis, nobody with weapons, no targets remotely connected to military operations. So if all of those children, medics, journalists, and disabled people were human shields, who were they shielding? Even when they killed celebrated female medic Razan Al-Najjar, they released a propaganda video saying she was a human shield. But shielding what? Under no circumstances would killing that many civilians at an unarmed protest, with the defense that they were human shields for non-existent military targets, hold up for a second in a war crimes tribunal. Today, Israel relies on the fog of war to make this claim seem possible. But just 2 years ago, Israel showed an irrefutable pattern of lying about human shields, and now they have zero credibility. Point three. According to Israel's own definition of human shield, every man, woman, and child in Gaza is a human shield. They claim that anyone in the vicinity of not only Hamas missile sites, but Hamas offices, Hamas individuals, is a human shield. This includes Hamas members who are sleeping at home with their families and the surrounding houses. This includes anyone within a mile of any Hamas institution, which is literally all of the 2 million people who live there. Look, Hamas is the government of Gaza. Therefore, any civilian infrastructure is considered Hamas infrastructure, everything from transportation to healthcare. So anyone in the vicinity of those things or people can be killed with impunity. Even Israel's Minister of Defense confirmed that this is indeed their view, stating on May 18th that, quote, no person, area, or neighborhood in Gaza is immune from airstrikes. How is it in any way acceptable that Israel can categorize every human being in Gaza a legitimate target? And if you take Israel's logic far enough, they could kill everyone in Gaza, and it would be justified. Point four. If you accept Israel's definition of human shield, then you have to accept that Israel is using human shields as well. Armed Israeli soldiers are everywhere among civilian areas. Not only that, but their military bases are nestled in densely populated residential areas. For example, the Israeli Defense Force's main headquarters is smack dab in the middle of a residential sector of Tel Aviv and a major shopping center. Does anyone accuse Israel of using human shields? In another example, the Israeli army broadcasts from a residential apartment tower with antennas on the roof. If Hamas leveled that building, does anyone doubt it would be deemed a war crime? What we have here is a double standard. Israel wants the human shield defense for them to be any civilian they kill. But for any civilian killed by Hamas, it's a war crime. You know, the purpose of international laws of war is to create a standard that's applied to all sides equally. But Israel and the United States have a different view, that the rules only apply to their enemies. Point five. If everyone in Gaza is a legitimate human shield, that's only because of Israel's own design. This is a situation of Israel's own making. Israel drew the borders, and Israel refuses to let anyone leave. To leave Gaza, you must get approval from the Israeli government, and the government will almost always say no. So what are people supposed to do who want to remove themselves from the carnage? They have literally nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. Israel has made Gaza, in every sense of the term, an open-air prison. They trap 2 million civilians in this tiny strip of land. Then they bomb their neighborhoods and say, well, they shouldn't have been there. The mountain of civilian dead has to be looked at through the perspective of the Israeli blockade and the inability of anyone to escape. Resistance forces in Gaza have nowhere else to go to. Gaza's self-defense capabilities are confined to this heavily populated area. And Israel has intentionally made Gaza unlivable. The only way Gaza is able to exert pressure on Israel is by firing rockets. If they peacefully protest their conditions, they're massacred just the same. If they do nothing, Israel continues to blockade them, erode their living conditions, while ethnically cleansing the rest of their land. Israel has made it so the only leverage Gaza has to get any change is using the one weapon it has. Besides, Gaza has the right to self-defense under international law. And contrary to what Israel claims, the current round of fighting was started by Israel, not Hamas, when they deployed criminal violence against Al-Aqsa and Sheikh Jarrah. And right at the outset, on May 12th, Hamas offered a ceasefire to Israel. Israel rejected it because they wanted to keep going, despite their rhetoric of only wanting the rockets to stop. So if Israel's going to keep bombing, Gaza has no choice but to fight back. And that in turn becomes the excuse for Israel massacring so-called human shields. It's far from the first time this term has been used to state-sponsored mass slaughter. Human shield propaganda has been long applied by the empire to dehumanize the enemy in nearly every major world conflict or war, from its atrocities in Korea to Iraq. And it always serves the same purpose, to dehumanize entire populations, giving the perpetrators a free pass to act with total disregard for civilian life. What the Israeli government is trying to do is cover up what their military is actually doing, which is indiscriminate bombing. That seems glaringly apparent, and international law is very clear about indiscriminate attacks being a war crime, strictly prohibited in any situation. To sum it all up, it is completely outrageous to let Israel make this blanket claim to absolve itself of any wrongdoing. All of those lives taken had value. They all had families. They all had futures they were robbed of. It's not fair, and it's not right to be able to wash away their deaths with such an audacious lie. This is an unconscionable situation. What everyone should agree on is that if an army, especially a colonizing power attacking a population it occupies and completely controls, is going to kill such an outrageous number of civilians, they shouldn't be their own judge and jury. This is what war crimes tribunals are for, and that is exactly what Israel needs to face.
What you just heard was Abby Martin with The Empire Files, debunking Israel's human shield defense in Gaza massacre. For more information on The Empire Files, visit www.theempirefiles.tv. By the way, Abby Martin won a federal lawsuit on May 24, 2021, against Georgia's anti-Israel boycott law. In that case, the judge ruled that the university system of Georgia violated journalist and filmmaker Abby Martin's constitutional rights when it canceled her speaking engagement on a college campus because she refused to sign a state-mandated oath pledging not to engage in boycotts of Israel. The lawsuit was filed on Abby Martin's behalf by the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE Georgia, CARE Legal Defense Fund, and the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund. You're listening to Arab Voices on KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of the show. Did you know that this program, Arab Voices, has been on the air since April 2002? That's right, over 19 years of weekly Arab Voices programming. Nearly 1,000 programs covering different topics with more than 1,000 expert guests appearing on this show from around the globe. All of that has been possible because of your support to KPFT, Houston's community station, our community radio station. and it is time for the membership drive. Please call right now to support KPFT 713-526-5738 and make a tax-deductible contribution or make it online at kpft.org. Every dollar counts. Think of the value you get out of KPFT and really for everyone who listens. You know that not everyone can contribute, but if you can and appreciate what KPFT brings you every day, please consider a pledge because KPFT relies on you, the listener, for support. The phones are open. There is room for your call. Help keep up the momentum. Call 713-526-5738. I'd like to thank all who called in to support KPFT and Arab Voices. It's not too late to call 713-526-5738 or donate online at kpft.org. And that does it for the show today. Thanks for listening. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Until we meet next week, peace on earth.
Listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM and KBOO.FM online.
Want an impactful way to volunteer for KBOO? Believe in KBOO's values of peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change? Then apply to be